for inviting me, and to you, Dan, for reaching out to have me come and engage with you. Now, some of you may know, and some of you may not know, this church has had a relationship with CCA for many, many, many years. And you guys have taken every opportunity to support us. So there have been volunteers from this parish, there has been money from this parish, and there has been donations from this congregation. And you all have always prayed for us. And for that, we are really, really grateful. So let me tell you a little bit about CCA. So we are, as Dan said, we are a local organization. We've been around for about 56 years. And we do a lot of services for the community. So we start with the newborns, and we go right across the spectrum to the ones that, for the old, for the elderly, right up to death. So everything in between is what CCA does. Now you'll wonder, what do we do? Y'all have, with the contributions that y'all give, what we do. So y'all give it to us, and we help it, we send it out to the vulnerable. So that's the mission. So when you look at our area, with the cost of housing, you'd think, we don't need all this in this area. I tell you, every time you watch something on TV about homelessness, about poverty, about single women on the brink of being homeless, it is happening in our area, without a word of exaggeration. And I'm not trying to paint a bleak picture. What I'm trying to say to you, this is what happens. Now, CCA cannot do it on their own. We cannot, even if we tried, we could not do it on our own. We are able to do it because of you. And I want you to take that home. I want you to take that home in whichever what way y'all do play a part in the mission of the church, but also in social justice. So what we do, we take from those that have, and we give it to those that don't have, without any qualms, without any discrimination. So it doesn't matter whether you're black, brown, yellow, or white. It doesn't matter from what faith you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter from what postcode you come. The fact that there is a vulnerability in your life, we are then, all of us together, do help to get to either eliminate that vulnerability or at least to support that person. So with that, that is the mission that all of you help us to do. So just to give you a few stats, we deliver about 5,000 meals every month. Now these are meals to people that have a right to choose to stay in their own home. They want to live in their own home till they close their eyes. But you can't live in your own home if you're not able to care for yourself. So this is where, with the help of the government and with the help of our community, we are able to deliver meals. Even today, on a Saturday and Sunday, we deliver meals to people that are housebound. Yes, they pay for their meal, but if we didn't go out there, if you didn't go out there, they would see nobody from one day to the next. And that is happening in our society. That is happening in our society. We have, Jenny mentioned about the produce that you guys will collect on the 28th Harvest Festival. So how does that work? On a Monday and on a Friday, we have a little shop that we open. So anybody that's on a Centrelink benefit payment can come there and shop. So there they have availability. I think for $10, they can take home two bags. and whatever is available over there, they can pick and take. So we try to get meat, we try to get fish, we try to get fruit and veggies. We work with Food Bank, we work with Oz Harvest, we work with parishes. So we try to do the best to garner a whole lot of resources so that at the end of the day, those that need it are being served. And with the cost of living, you know, they say that families have had to choose between rent and food. I'm telling you, that is a fact. If anyone tells you it's not a fact, send them to my office. It is a fact. We see it every single day. Parents, no parent wants to do a bad job. Every parent wants to do a good job. But sometimes there is just not enough to do a good job. And you children here today, if I can ask you all one thing when you all go home, can you all thank your mummies and your daddies for looking after you, for giving you all food, and for clothing you? Just thank them. Because I'll tell you, there are so many children. The other day, a family came in and this little girl said, "Oh, mommy, look, fresh apples." I don't know when the little one last saw a fresh apple. And this is happening in our society. And I'm so glad and I'm so proud of this congregation for you all to take this idea of mission and social justice out there, not only to keep it in these four walls, but to take it out there and actually live it. To actually live it. And so if there's anything that you'll need to double check, we are in Eastwood and we are in West Ryde. I would like you all to come by any time and have a cup of coffee with me. We can share ideas, we can share what's happening. But this thing of mission, believe me and take pride in the fact that you all do it. You all do it, and together we are able to serve the community. So there are other services that we provide. So we provide services for refugees and newly arrived migrants. We provide support for mainly women that are fleeing domestic violence and family violence. And what we have found an increase in our schools and in our area is anxiety among young children. And the other day we were talking to the principal and she said that year three students are now getting anxious to the point where they have been diagnosed with anxiety. Year three students. And one of the things is about not having the phone next to them all the time. So this is something that nobody asks for it, but it happens. The pressure the children are put under today, the pressure parents are put under today, we cannot, and with your help, we do not judge anybody as a bad person or a good person. But this is the reality in our community. So we do run programs for parents, we do run programs for children, and there are programs for newly arrived migrants as well. There are also programs for people that have difficulty meeting of their financial commitments. So there's financial counseling, and there's also emergency relief. You don't need to be referred to. You just need to come to our office and register over there. I'm often asked, what about people that will take advantage of the services? Like, for instance, we give out food parcels. So someone will come in and say they don't have food on the table. We'll take the dynamics of the family, how many people, when's your next Centrelink payment coming in, and we'll give them a food parcel. And I'm often asked, Heather, how do you know they are not abusing the system? And I say to them, and I'll say to you, anyone in Australia, if you have to enter an office and say to somebody, I don't have food, already you're so vulnerable. In a first world country like Australia, for somebody to acknowledge they don't have food, I don't believe they're going to come to take advantage of a situation. So these are the ideas. This is where the mission comes in, and the social justice, because we do have to share, we do have to look after our vulnerable. And I guess what you remember, they say, if you have done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it to me. And this is where we all can take pride in the fact that we do that. So are there any questions? Surely I've not frightened you guys. But anyway, so for me, it is a big thank you to all of you. It's a big thank you to the leadership team for organizing me to come here. But more than anything else, it's a big thank you to all of you. It's a big, big thank you to all of you. And I do appreciate that, because you got to remember, we could not do this on our own. We could not. So whatever part you play, I thank you.